This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I am here with my very best friend, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hi, kids in the car.
Are you ready to play, Meredith, some wild science trivia?
I cannot even wait to play wild science trivia. I don't know what it meant when you sent me that topic idea, but I assume it's like the jungle trivia. I don't know. What is it? Is it like a safari trivia?
It's just like science trivia that I got overhyped about while I was writing. So then I just decided it was going to be wild. I don't know. I don't know why I went with it. I just wanted to have like a fun adjective to describe science trivia. We weirdly get a lot of requests for science trivia. I love that you kiddos are like, yes, science. Like
I think science rocks. I'm excited to do this. So good for you.
You were good at science, weren't you?
Yes.
I was not.
I was going to be a doctor.
You were going to be a doctor.
I was pre-med.
And now you're a trivia host. I love how the world shook out for you.
Something I didn't miss.
Okay. All right. We've got some shout outs to Emerson, John, Asha, the Paris family, Gabby and Dakota, and some birthdays to Jasper, Salem, and Ela. Happy birthday, guys. I hope you have an amazing week full of trivia. All right. Remember, we are up to three rounds of trivia, three rounds now, and we're getting so many like reviews saying they love our new format. So that makes me super happy. They love the three rounds of trivia.
I love it that we're doing three rounds now. Longer trivia for the win.
For the win. Okay, let's go. Round one, question one. Dolly was the first ever living creature to be cloned. What type of animal was she?
Dolly was a sheep.
That is correct. Question two. What is the largest internal organ of the human body?
Oh, internal?
Yes.
Oh, skin is external. So liver?
That's right. It is the liver. It's like 2% of your body weight. Okay. I know it's
huge. That's important. A liver,
it is important.
Then.
And I think because it's so large, it's why people can be live donors for a liver. So if you need a liver.
Yeah, because you can just like take a chunk off.
You guys are going to tell me when I'm wrong, but I just envision it's like a starfish arm. Like it just grows right back. I don't know. I could be wrong. You'll let me know. Okay. Question three. The study of weather is called what?
Meteorology.
That is correct. Question four. What do you count on a tree to tell how old it is?
You count the rings.
Yes, you do. You cut it in half and you count those rings. Okay, question five. What is made by white blood cells to help fight off infection?
Mitochondria. See why pre-med didn't work?
It is antibodies.
Oh, yeah,
antibodies
that's
fight off
better.
infection. Okay, question six. How many chambers make up the human heart?
Four.
Yes, four chambers. Question seven. What are the four states of matter? By the way, I feel like when I was a kid, there were only three. Now there's four. The times have changed.
There's
another
only
state.
Solid, liquid, gas.
And there's another
solid,
one.
Liquid. What?
I know.
We cannot change the rules for Gen X.
Okay. So apparently it is solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. I know. We have another state, guys. We have another state. Okay, question eight. What country experiences the most tornadoes? Your biggest fear, the most tornadoes.
Well, it's where we live, the United States of America.
That is correct. We do. All right. Question nine. What is the name of the world's largest ocean reef?
The Great Barrier Reef.
That is correct. And final question of this round. What kind of animal is an orca?
It is a whale. It is not a whale. It is a whale. It is a whale.
You are correct. It is a whale. Strong first showing of this round. Good job. Good job.
Thank you. Glad I changed my major to business.
Yes.
The more we do this.
All right. Sorry. Round two, question one. The Earth has three layers that are different due to varying temperatures. What are the three layers?
They are the crust, the mantle, and the core.
How did you know that? That is correct. Question two, where is the world's most active volcano located?
Hawaii.
That's correct.
Is it?
That is, yeah.
That was a guess.
It is correct. Okay, question three. Animals that eat both plants and meat are called what?
Carnivores.
Yeah, that is incorrect. It is an omnivore. It's an omnivore. Okay, question four. What planet in our solar system has the most gravity?
Earth.
It's actually Jupiter.
What?
I know.
Imagine right, going there. It would be like that ride at the fair. Just like
the gravitron is what it was called back when we were kids. You stick to the wall. Basically. Okay, question five. What is the powerhouse of the cell?
The mitochondria.
Yes, the mitochondria. There you go.
Finally.
All right. Question six. What is the fin on the backs of fish, some whales, and dolphins called?
Dorsal.
That's right. It is a dorsal. Look at you. You are cleaning up.
Listen, I'm learning like scuba diving stuff and I've been snorkeling and stuff. I know that.
Right. Question seven. The first vaccine was for which disease?
Polio.
It was actually smallpox.
Ooh.
Yes, smallpox. Okay, question 8. What is the calm center part of a hurricane called?
The eye of the storm.
Yep, it is called the eye. Question 9. Where on the human body are the most sweat glands?
In your armpit.
You would think. And honestly, if you walk into either of my boys' room, I would be like, yes, it's the armpit. But actually, it's the bottom of the feet.
Oh. Not mine, though. I never wear socks and my shoes don't even stink.
Okay.
Is that gross?
I don't ever wear socks either, but my shoes for sure stink.
I hate
stink.
Socks. I don't know what it is about me.
Too.
It's like, it must be a Midwest thing. Like, we're just protesting winter so hard. We're like, I'm not even wearing socks.
Like, if I'm wearing snow boots, I'll put them on. But that's it. Everything else, no socks.
Yeah, only in tall boots. Yeah.
Okay. Question 10. A person who studies fossils in prehistoric life, such as dinosaurs, is known as what?
That would be, it was Ross on Friends.
It was. I was going to give you that.
He was a dino science dad. Oh, what's it called? I don't know.
It is a paleontologist.
Oh, that's right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we will be back with more trivia.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, we are back for the final round of Wild Science Trivia. You've basically gotten almost every single question right, with like maybe one or two that you have missed. So let's see if we can keep this going.
I was in gifted and talented.
I know. You lead with it. What do you mean?
All these years. Kids, listen, I've held it. You can hold it your whole life if you want to. All your little accomplishments.
Is it still called gifted at school? Like, is that what it's still called? Is it?
Lila's in the gifted program, yeah.
It's gifted program still. That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Aw, I love it. Okay, round 3, question 1. How many elements are there in the periodic table?
Three 14?
It is 118.
Oh,
not it, even
you know,
close.
It's just a random number. Okay, question two. Frogs belong to which animal species group?
Amphibian.
Correct. Question three. What is it called when you make light change direction by passing it through a lens?
Refractors.
I'm going to give it to you.
Refractory.
Okay. Stop talking. You're butchering it more and more every single time. You are going to, I'm going to give it to you. It's refraction.
All right. Oh, really? I was pretty close. Okay.
You were.
Well, it's question a camera four. Word too, but I just am not that great with my camera. Okay, go.
Question four. According to the Apollo astronauts, the moon smells like what? It never
sulfur.
Even occurred
sulfur.
To me. It's not.
No, it's... no. I heard it on an alien podcast or something. I'm pretty sure it's sulfur.
They said burnt gunpowder.
Sulfur. Hold on. Does burnt? We must go to the Googles. Does burnt gunpowder?
You've never fought back on an answer before. No, this is like, so new. You're
because
challenging
I am
it.
So immersed in outer space stuff and alien stuff. The powder itself smells a bit sulfurous, mostly sulfur. It smells mostly like sulfur. So both answers will be accepted today at trivia, everybody. The okay. moon smells like sulfur.
Fine. Honestly, it never occurred to me that the moon smelled like anything. Like at all.
I don't know. Everyone who's been abducted by aliens there says 100% sulfur.
Really?
No, I don't know if anyone's been abducted by aliens.
Okay, sure. All right, question five. How long is an eon?
It is how long it takes my kids to get ready in the morning.
We'll
a long time.
1
the
billion
longest
years.
Time.
It's 1 billion years, guys. All right. Question six. Which of the five senses is most closely linked to memory?
I know this because we just went to that memory workshop. It's smell.
It is smell. That's correct.
I knew it.
Guys, I actually do some trivia every Friday on a radio station, and I gave them this question. And then we were in this memory workshop, and we were talking about like how smelling peanut butter means you have good memory.
Yeah.
And so basically I'm like, well, if you hold peanut butter 6 inches from your face, it means you have a healthy brain and mind, and you can still smell it. I tell everybody that fact now. Yes,
that's
it is
right.
Smell. All right, question seven. What is the name of NASA's most famous space telescope?
Hubble.
Yes, Hubble Space Telescope. Okay, question eight. What is the long pipe's name that moves food from the back of the throat down to the stomach?
Esophagus.
That is correct. Question nine. What is the largest star in our solar system?
The sun.
Oh my gosh. Final
Listen
question.
To me. I am feeling so good about this. I didn't even know I was this smart. I'm so proud of me today that I've retained all this. Apparently, I can't remember people's names, but I remember this stuff. Sean, I'm cleaning up at Science Trivia right now. Okay, go
Final
on.
Question. How many sets of wings do bees have?
Thank you. 100. I don't know.
Okay, so then no, it's two. so prior to this, doing amazing. Yes, I love it.
And then I couldn't picture a bee in my head. I got too excited.
All right, guys, you did it. You did three rounds of science trivia, which was really hard. I'm so shocked. I am terrible at science, so I am incredibly proud of you.
Man, it felt good to just like put that crown back on today.
I bet.
Sometimes I clean up here. Mostly
not. We have another
not.
Trivia coming out this week. We have another one. So we have one coming out today and another one on Friday. And I mean, I hope you carry this confidence into that one. Like, I'm pretty excited to see if you're just having a real good week. Guys, head to our Instagram and Facebook and let us know how you did, especially against Meredith. And if you want to hear your name on our show, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and be sure to include your name so we know to put it in there. All right. Thanks for listening, you trivia nerds.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.